Everybody, welcome to the Ag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles Title.
And we have a special guest with us from Boncliff.net, Jim.
That's me.
Wow. Are
you speaking out of turn?
Oh, no, go ahead. So,
No. I'm Jim.
I was going to make an announcement. It's not only big because Jim is on the show from Boncliff.net, but there's another reason why tonight's a big show. Anybody want to take a guess?
Are we winning Grammy Awards?
Could be. That's right. Miles and Jim are the new Milli Vanilli. No. Come on, let's hear a little girl. You know it's true.
I'm lip syncing right now.
Oh, I see. Hmm. No, because of probably the RIAA. You guys know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah, because of those bastards. I was able to get a hold of staticradio.com. They gave it up, and I got it for like, actually, I got the Earl for free. You know, they have these deals. But we couldn't get that forever. We wanted that one originally, and we couldn't get it. And then I guess they just decided not to do their static radio thing, because they never really did, whoever owned that before.
Okay.
And so they let it lapse, and I picked it up the other day.
So I'm new to the game. What was your URL before?
Because it was staticradio.net.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like boncliff.net.
Yep.
And
took boncliff.com, and you know.
Somebody did? Who took that?
I don't know. Some guy from New Hampshire or something.
See? So you're watching for it, right?
That's okay. Well, no, net is much cooler, you know.
Really? You think so?
Oh, definitely.
Net I've been struggling with this all week, Jim. This is the reason why you're here.
Oregon, you know. Become a non-profit or something, but
you're here because I struggle with that. I found that it was open, and I waited a day. I thought, do I really want to do this? You know, Miles, are you listening to me?
Oh, were you talking?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, right.
And
well, we've got all these losers that keep writing us, though.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I thought, you know, well, what the hell, right? We have the .net. We have staticradio.net, and you can still go there. And we have now staticradio.com.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're trying to have a whole monopoly. Now all we need is staticradio.org, but there's this Latin music people that have this. And I don't think I'll be able to get a hold of that one, but they are. I mean, they come to our site all the time looking for, I think they're in Mexico. And we get all these translated, or these people that go through the translated thing to get to our URL. And they're translated into Spanish. But since most of our stuff is graphics, nothing really translates. So I really wonder what's going on when they get here, you know.
Well, as soon as we're done with Iraq and North Korea, we're like rolling the tanks into Mexico.
Oh, there's, oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you. Boncliff.net. The warmonger. But anyway, I just wanted to tell everybody that because if they we have both of them now. And I just got it because that's what I originally wanted to get, and then we got net, which is fine, and worked out for us for a long time. But I thought, well, hey, I might as well give this a try. So we got a hold of the other one now. So
okay.
Yeah, I know Jim really doesn't even give a crap about this.
No, I'm honored to be. Am I the first show on staticradio.com?
That's correct.
This is an honor. I mean, this is.
Oh, please.
Now, I have to say something, Bob.
Sure.
Before I say anything else. I've never actually heard anybody pronounce the word URL, URL.
Oh, seriously?
I've never heard that before.
Well,
what's the URL around here? It must be.
Oh, I say URL. I say you know,
uvula.
Bobby, uvula.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce HTTP?
Hit up.
Okay.
Really? Nobody says URL out there.
No, URL. We spell it.
Well,
one of the few things I can spell.
That's because you guys all went to MIT and all that bullshit.
not moi.
I would just say
I
MIT.
The tech school they advertise on late night TV. You know?
I went to MIT.
Sylvania Tech.
Sylvania, you make light bulbs or what?
No, we're out of the flashbulb business.
Oh, my God.
Polaroid went down the shitter.
Oh, man.
Can I say shitter on the internet?
So Jim's here because I asked him to be, and he graciously agreed, not listening to his wife, obviously, from our early conversation. You're going against the wishes of your wife, is that right, Jim?
No, Amy's all for it. She's jealous, in fact. You know, she's a theater major, and, you know.
Well, she could. Well, hey, now, wait a minute.
The world, you know.
Maybe we want to talk to her instead of you.
I want to talk to her.
This is all. Hey, Miles. Where are you at?
Could she act out a scene for Monsters Ball?
Careful there.
Oh.
If I were married to Halle Berry, you know, I wouldn't be talking to you guys at 10 o'clock at night.
It's all. There you go. All right, I guess we're going to get off that subject. It's a little touchy. But I read this thing on Zug, and actually it led me to your website at bondclip.net. And it was really funny to me. I don't know. I used to read Zug on a regular basis because, you know, probably Jim.
Yeah.
John Hargrave at Zug.com. And I used to read when he used to do a daily, story. But now he doesn't do that so much anymore.
Yeah, he does it a couple times a week.
Yeah, and so now I just kind of pop in whenever I have time. Because it used to be it was there every day, and so I go every day to read it. But see what happens whenever you change your schedule?
That's right.
But you had the story.
Three times a week. So,
give us a rundown of the story so I don't ruin it.
Well, the story, it's something I've often wondered. I grew up interested in the space program, the space shuttle. I was born just a few months after they landed on the moon for the first time. And so I was always fascinated by the Apollo missions. And I always wondered, you know, they're orbiting the moon, and two of the guys take the lander, and they land on the moon, and there's one guy up there orbiting the moon, you know, by himself. I mean, what do? You're by yourself orbiting the moon, and, you know, you're out of radio contact for a little while you're going around the other side. I mean, what are you going to do in that time? And you know, I'm a big fan of carpe diem, you know, seize the day. And when you get an opportunity, you can't pass it up. And, you know, I just always wondered, I mean, did they or didn't they? I mean, did he spank it while he was orbiting alone around the moon? Did they do this? And I guess these guys will take it to their grave, but, you know, am I the only one that ever wondered this? I probably am, which kind of, you know, scares my wife and scares me and a few other people. But, you know, obviously, Bob, you read it and you appreciate it. I mean,
yeah, it was good. It's funny.
Okay.
So, now, I can tell you one thing, Jim.
Yeah?
If you and I were down in the lander, we would never make it back to the other module because it would be so gummed up from Miles that, I mean, it would be like, a bio thing going on there, some kind of bio thing.
Stuck, you know, together or something.
We couldn't, the collar wouldn't connect anymore because it would be so gooped up.
Just like those magazines under his mattress. Magazines?
My gosh.
Gummed up.
Let me just say that if the cover on the arm of the chair ever falls off, don't touch it when you're at his house.
Okie doke. Keep that in mind.
It's a reservoir.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm surprised Miles didn't have anything to say about that.
you know, I think if this did happen, I think they would have some kind of vacuum unit or something.
Well, there you go. You know, they got to clean up the moon dust or something.
You're thinking into the future there.
Yeah, I mean, they must have. Come on. You know, some of these guys were orbiting for a couple days. They must have. I mean, how could you not?
I think they have pills or something that they take. So that they can't, you know?
Kind of anti-Viagra?
There you go. It's the same thing they're putting in the water system everywhere.
Okay. Church is fried chicken, doesn't it?
Church is fried chicken? What's that?
It's the black people sterile, isn't that?
Oh, okay.
That big rumor?
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
That must be one of those East Coast things, like you guys don't say Earl.
You know, that the church is fried chicken made black people sterile.
Really?
Well, that's an urban legend I heard. You know?
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're making this up now.
I'm sure it doesn't. I've never even eaten at a Church's Fried Chicken. I've never seen one.
Really?
Full disclosure here, I have nothing at all to do with Church's Fried Chicken, and for the record, it does not make black people sterile, as far as I know.
You have no idea.
That's an urban legend I heard.
There's one around the corner from where I work, but I just don't like chicken that much. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, don't eat there if you're a black man, I guess.
All right, there you go.
So you see, now I've offended, you know, black people. Who else can we offend here?
Well, evidently astronauts.
I've offended my wife.
Astronauts, you could say there.
Yes, I've offended astronauts.
Yeah, I don't think that John Glenn was spanking it in the Mercury capsule there or whatever.
No, probably not. You know, he was only up for a few minutes.
What better time? You know, that dude from NXS would have been spanking it because he killed himself spanking it, so, you know.
Yeah.
I can imagine autoerotic asphyxiation in space. Is that a possibility?
I wouldn't want to try it. I have a bad cough here, so if I'm coughing in your ear, you know.
Oh, please. This was funny, though. I'm thinking, I don't know if that ever crossed my mind, but I thought, you know, that's really, you zeroed in on something.
I think so.
You know, and then you also went on to talk about with somebody spanking into somebody else's glove or something, which
well,
is probably going to happen.
You can't just let it float around the capsule, you know, it's going
right.
to smack him in the face or something.
There, oh, geez.
So he's
got to
put what it somewhere.
What is this, Silence of the Lambs or what?
I don't know, I guess you could open up the airlock or something and let it out.
Neil, what do you mean you can smell my cunt? Neil, what do you mean you can smell my cunt? I don't got a cunt. Neil. Neil Armstrong, I'm guessing.
So anyway, yeah, that was just sort of floating around my head, something I was thinking about, and decided to you know, ask around to see if anybody else ever wondered that. And maybe word will get out to one of the six astronauts that were up there, and one of them will confess. That's up. Who knows?
Maybe.
You know, they're all pretty much on death's door anyway.
Oh, man.
So, you know, what do they got to lose?
Really, the tell-all.
That's right.
So now, the question that comes into my mind is, would you?
Of course I would. Wouldn't you?
I'm wondering.
I mean, you take advantage of the situation. You know, one time when I was a computer service technician, I did a call at the local news station, the local Channel 5 or whatever news.
And you spanked it there?
No. No, but that's a good idea. But I was sitting behind the news desk, you know, in a couple hours they were going to broadcast the news from that position, and I called my boss and told him where I was. And you know what he told me to do?
Spank it?
He said, put a booger under the desk.
Oh, man.
Then on, whenever I watched the news, I could say, hey, my booger is right under that desk. And I didn't do it. And it's one of my major regrets.
Oh, please.
I have few regrets. Few regrets in life, but that's one of my major regrets.
I thought maybe you'd want to have, like, the number one anchor say, what the hell's all over the teleprompter? I don't know what the... Can somebody squeegee that off? Are they doing access shows in here again? So you just couldn't put a booger. So now, where was the... So my other question would be then, where were you at where you didn't spank it where you wanted to and had the opportunity and didn't do it?
Well, I was brought up Catholic and, you know, in those confessional booths, you know.
Oh, my God.
No, there's been very few places, you know. I've been
I don't think you need to spank it in the confessional booth, Jim. I think there's people who are readily available to take care of you there.
That's right. We won't go there. I guess we already have.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did a whole thing on the whole priest thing because I'm in St. Louis, and they had the guy who's trying to iron out all that priest stuff is a priest here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. We talked about that. I just thought, you know, these people are, if you're going to go into the priesthood, really, I mean, come on. You're not the most stable, I don't think,
exactly.
At least in this country. I mean, in other countries, maybe it's a little bit more...
The pay is lousy and the benefits are even worse, you know?
Well, evidently, if you don't want, you know, young boys, it's pretty good benefits, but...
I guess so. Plenty of altar boys to go around.
But if, yeah, the pay thing, I don't know. Every priest I've ever met always drives a nice car, so...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, the pay is lousy, but you get a place to stay, you know?
Yeah, free room and board.
It's kind of like a well-paid army thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, to get back to my question, which you didn't want to answer probably. So where was it that you wanted to spank it, but you couldn't?
Oh, no place. I've always taken advantage of that opportunity.
Oh, please. Have you ever spanked it at your in-laws?
No.
Oh!
That's a yes. Well,
that's
I've never been
a
there
yes.
by myself, you know?
What?
I've never been there by myself. So.
Well, at night or in the bathroom?
No. We better get off this subject here.
Taking a shower?
You put me on the spot.
Well, I think I told you I was going to put you on the spot.
Did you say that?
I don't know. Am I getting you in trouble?
Well, just...
Okay, but here's the question.
Orbiting the Earth by myself, or the Moon by myself, or...
You would do it there.
Any other planet. Yeah, definitely.
So you're up... You... At this point, I think you've ruined your chances for the Mars thing. Because they aren't going to let you on.
No, I don't think so.
You're going to gum up the works.
No, I just blew my chances of being a politician or an astronaut.
There you go. Yeah. They'll be going, does this thing, like, come proof? No, not really, man. So, my other thing is I went to your site, which was bondcliff.net.
BondCliff.net.
That's the...
That URL again.
URL for the people in the East Coast.
Yeah.
Why bondcliff.net?
Why bondcliff.net?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, what's the meaning behind it?
Bondcliff is actually the name of a mountain in New Hampshire.
Yeah?
Very special mountain to me.
Did you spank it there?
I was conceived there, actually. No, it's just one of the more remote mountains in New Hampshire, which in New England means that there's no Starbucks at the summit, basically.
I've been to a mountain in Vermont.
I met my wife hiking trips, and we've done a lot of hiking together and mountain climbing. And
I suppose you didn't have to spank it then.
What's that?
I suppose you didn't have to spank it then.
No.
Oh, see, I get him all red. He's embarrassed now. I'm sorry, Jim's wife. I didn't mean to be mean like that.
That's okay.
But Bondcliff's a mountain. I didn't even realize that. I guess I should have read.
You know, I have a little map on the top of the page.
Well, I saw that, and there's a picture of, like, you with a parka thing or something. It might not be you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's me.
And I assumed it had something that was, like, your thing, but I didn't realize that there actually was a Bondcliff.
Yep. There's a mountain. There's a Bond. There's a Bondcliff and a West Bond. Plenty of Bond.
Well, that's interesting. Are they pissed off that you took their Earl then?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone's actually in charge of that particular mountain.
Does anybody own it?
No, nobody owns it.
Hmm.
The National Forest Service owns it, which means they'll probably cut down all the trees pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was looking for a website, and I just figured I'd call it Bondcliff. What the hell? Everything else is taken.
So then, tell me about it. Exactly. So then, you do, essentially, you write a blog, right?
Well, you know, I hate...
A weblog? What do you want? Am I saying that wrong now, Jim? Are you going to jump my shit for that?
No, blog is the correct term, I suppose, for what I do, but I hate that term. I hate webloggers for the most part.
What do you want to call yourself, then?
They shut up. I like to think of myself as the anti-blogger, I guess.
Is it like a journal?
Yeah, it's just sort of ramblings from my head, basically random stuff that pops into my head, and I don't claim to update it daily or monthly or weekly or anything. I just, whenever something weird pops into my head, I just throw it up there, and for whoever wants to read it can read it. You know, I have a few regular listeners or readers, and whoever else wants to read it, it's up there for them.
So, but why?
Well, why not? I guess I've always sort of liked writing, and I never really did it. And when I found Zug a few years ago, you know, something I really enjoyed reading, both John's writing and the message board there, I became very active in, and it was sort of this outlet for my whatever, humor, stuff I had in my head, and I would just post it there, and originally I was taking flying lessons, and I needed I just wanted to keep track and write a journal about my lessons, and so that was where my website began. I just started putting my flight journals up there, and then it just sort of grew from there. And I just started putting everything up there.
I would call you a Renaissance man. You know why?
Why?
Because you climb mountains. Now, you talk about flying.
Yep.
And you spank it anywhere you goddamn well please.
Well, I think Da Vinci was similar, didn't he? You know, pretty much do that.
That's why nobody could interpret that stupid helicopter picture. Had so much spunk on it, it was hard to tell.
Oh, Jesus.
So you put it up there and you let anybody read it and everything like that. But, I mean, for instance, this the thing that we're doing right now, this keeps Miles out of the psychiatrist's office. Even though he's not talking right now. Normally, when we do our little stories and everything.
All right.
Oh, what are you going to say now?
Jim.
Yeah.
In flying class, was there a bunch of guys in there that didn't speak English well?
They didn't need to learn to land. They
yeah.
just wanted to fly a plane.
I just want to know.